In Chicago, on a Monday afternoon, futures finished the day like this. Settlement prices in from the soft red winter wheat at $8.08 in the nearby March contract, down 6 on the day. July futures were 5 3/4 lower, settled 8.27 1/4. The hard red in Kansas City up 0.75 cents, settlement price at $8.82. March corn futures at 7.23, and this is a close and not a settlement, at 7 3/4 cents lower. May 7.27 1/4, down 6.5, and July at 7.25 1/2, down 4 3/4. September closed to 6.43 1/2, 6 cents lower in the corn pit. In December of next year at 6.24 1/2 for new crop, 3 1/2 cents lower. The March contract of 2014 at $6.31 3/4, down 4 3/4 from the bean pit. Closes and not settlement prices at $14.95 in the lead option January, a penny lower. March futures 14.86, down 5 1/2, and the May at 14.65, 6 1/2 cents lower. July soybeans 14.51 1/2, down a penny and a half. The August at 14.13 3/4, down 4 1/2, and September 1/4 lower at 13.65. November beans $13.20 1/2. They did finish 3 cents higher for the day. March bean meal down 2.30 in the lead. January lead at 20 cents lower for the bean oil. Live cattle futures December contract at 129, up 2.10. The Feb's at 133.50, 90 cents higher. March feeders at 156.25, $1.22 1/2 higher, and lean hogs at 89.80, down at 60 cents. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Let's take a look at the agricultural futures markets. Kurt Kimmel at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, is on the phone line as usual. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Can we expect light and variable trade for the week as we head into the holiday weekend and season?
Well, that would be the number one thing to look for. It kind of feels like no one really wants to put on a big position or take off a big position. Traders, for the most part, are focusing towards the holiday activities here as we move through the next 2 weeks. This would be the last full week of trade. There could be some activity through this week, but for the most part, the market will be subject to a violent move if some type of outside news would happen to surface to give reason to shift a position around. Whether it's some event in the southern hemisphere or some economic event or world event in general to cause a little havoc for the most part. But it seems like everyone's where they want to be. From a producer's point of view, they want the books pretty well squared up here for year-end purposes, not only producer, but even from a trading point of view. So we expect an orderly type of trade, barring nothing happen. And for the activity to pick up, we feel that's going to happen once the calendar turns 2013.
And a bit later in the program, Dave Dickey, I know, will tell us about the Mississippi River. They may start blasting those pinnacles between Cairo and St. Louis and kind of open the river up. They've also managed to put a little more water into the river, draining some out of a lake in the state of Illinois. Will that be helpful to basis going down the Mississippi River?
Well, that's kind of a concern. I think it'd be a little bit more attractive or interested if they bring in some Apache helicopters and try to use the military style to...
You just want it done fast.
that would bring up ratings along the river there. And if they want a little bit more water flow, I think everybody should drink a little water or maybe take an extra long shower. We can get the river mounts up. But it does appear we're going to get a little bit of moisture, a little bit more snowpack to work with. It's going to take time. Hopefully they can use the lower water levels here to get things fixed up the way they want to. But hopefully it'll heal itself. But basis is going to solve the problem. If it's at the Gulf, naturally basis levels are going to arise to attract grain. It seems like the lower Mississippi, if they're not sold out or along the Ohio River Valley, if they can, float some moisture down through there, they can fulfill the needs that way. But the hot place to be looking at is the Pacific Northwest. Asia continues to be a buyer of U.S. beans, U.S. bean oil, and the major concern is something would happen in that Pacific Northwest. But it's going to take care of itself. Long-term, it's still going to remain a concern as we remain in a moisture deficit situation. And I think everyone pretty well knows that that's the main artery for the agricultural supplies to flow out of the country from.
Have you been having many conversations with clients about next year's corn and soybean crops?
Pretty much so. Guys wanted to get this year printed and out of the books and look forward to 2013 here. A lot of guys have been really sharp marketers. You know, I think it's due to you guys putting on some good programs and keeping them in tune, but they've really pushed the pencil here this fall. And ideas are, you know, $6 plus on corn is attractive as long as we have some bushels. $13 plus on beans is attractive. And they've been putting a lot of pencil pushing into it and head scratching. And it's been one of these years that guys have really stepped up and wanting to put together a marketing program and sort of stay on top of things, Todd.
Anything in the livestock sector we ought to cover for the day?
Well, the cattle market continues to be on fire, per se. You know, we're looking at a little bit of weather activity around. Continue to see the market trade short numbers. And also, too, there was some talk of some mad cow surfacing in the southern hemisphere. I've not seen any confirmation of that. So it's this combination of things coming together here to really support this beef sector here. Hogs, on the other hand, is sort of range-bound. We'll see how this Christmas ham demand flows here over the next week.
Hey, thanks so much.
Very good. Have a good one.
That is Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois.